There is a family tradition that suggests that both Sense and Sensibility and Pride and Prejudice were originally epistolary, novels in letters. And I think whether the whole of Pride and Prejudice was epistolary, we don't know because we haven't got the draft. But certainly when you read the published version, quite a lot of letters survive and letters appear at quite important moments in the novel. I mean, the obvious moment is where Elizabeth is reading Mr. Darcy's letter and a whole chapter is devoted to the letter and then to Elizabeth's reading of the letter. So letters play a very important part in Pride and Prejudice, but the novel, obviously, the mature novel is marked by the very distinctive third-person narration, which becomes really Jane Austen's hallmark as a writer.